Good morning. Welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。
Happy Monday, my listeners. Today is October 24th, 2022. 各位听友，感谢你再次来到我的播客节目。First, I would like to apologize for missing one episode on last Thursday. I was a little bit under the weather. You probably still can tell that my voice is a little bit rusty. I'm glad that the coughing is gone, and I'm about to fully recover.
首先呢，很抱歉，上周四呢没有能制作节目，因为呢受了一点风寒。秋天呢真是天气很多变，希望大家都能注意身体，保持健康。
Second, I have chosen 10 listeners from 小宇宙 for winning 30 minutes free talk on Cambly. The names are listed in the announcement. Please contact me so I can forward your information to the company to get you the free credit. And thank you for supporting the program.
其次呢 Cambly 也就是口袋英文，作为对小宇宙节目的支持呢，特意选取了10位听众获得免费的30分钟的 talk。 我在节目的 announcement 里呢已经公布了这些名单，请看到你名字的听众呢和我联系，我将把你的 information 呢 forward 给 Cambly， 这样呢你就可以获得30分钟的免费 talk。
Last but not least, occasionally I host live chatting sessions on Douyin or 视频号 during the weekend.If you want to practice English or just want to have a chat, please follow me and join a conversation when you can. Remember, immersion is the best way to learn a language, especially when you are not currently living in an English-speaking environment.
最后呢，我想给自己的节目做一个广告。我在周末呢，会不定期的在抖音或者是视频号做现场的直播，欢迎你来参加英语的讨论。
Okay, now it's time for today's trivia question.So by now, we all know that Liz Truss, the latest British Prime Minister, has resigned after her tumultuous economic policy. And she became the shortest-serving British PM ever. Then my question today is, who is the longest one then? The answer will be revealed in the end of the program. Now let's move on to today's daily phrase.
那今天的短语呢是叫 follow suit. Follow suit. 它的英文解释呢是 conform to others' action.也就是跟随跟风的意思，你可以在今天的 show notes 或者公众号里呢找到两个例句供你做参考。这个短语呢在书面语和口语中呢都是比较常见的。
In today's episode, let's talk about the fall weather. For those who live in the north part of China, West Europe, or North America, fall could be one of the best seasons to see some eye-catching sceneries. The leaves are turning yellow or many other fall colors.
在今天的节目里呢，我们来聊一下这个秋天的这个景色。对很多住在北方的，不管是在中国大陆，还是在 West Europe， 或者是在北美，这个秋天呢，都是一个非常美丽的 season。你可以看到落叶呢都在变色。那在今天的节目里呢，我就来介绍一些相关的新闻，同时呢，在公众号里呢，我也摘录了一些相关景色的照片，供你做参考。
So the first one is from Chicago Tribune. Fall colors in the Chicago area are the best in years.But experts warn not to wait too long to see the leaves. Family portrait takers, tour guides, and social media influencers are running out of time to photograph the final days of the best season of fall colors in northern Illinois in years, experts say. The Chicago area may have the best colors of the entire state, as other parts continue to struggle with dry condition. The color change is triggered by a cooler seasonal temperature,that causes trees to stop producing chlorophyll, which makes leaves green and powers photosynthesis in a preparation for the cold winter month. As leaves lose their special pigment, their colors change from vibrant to a dull brown.
今天第一则新闻呢来自于 Chicago Tribune, 它是说呢目前芝加哥的这个落叶的景色呢是最美的。因为在伊利诺伊州的其他地方呢可能由于干旱的影响呢树叶的变色并没有那么好，所以呢这个专家鼓励大家，如果你想看到这些美丽的景色呢，应该尽快了。在这篇文章里要注意的词呢是 pigment， 它的英文解释呢是 the natural coloring matter of animal or plant tissues， 它的中文解释其实很简单，就是颜料的意思。
The second piece is from KHAK. Three of the best Midwest parks for viewing fall colors are in Iowa. I don't typically enjoy an 8-hour drive from Michigan to Iowa.But last weekend, it wasn't so bad. I got to enjoy some absolutely gorgeous fall scenery throughout my track, especially in certain areas of western Michigan. The Midwest is filled with great places to check out fall colors, and that includes a few places here in Iowa. Earlier this month, Midwest Living published a list titled Favorite Midwest Parks for Fall Color. Out of 19 places on the list, there are two Iowa State Parks that made a cut, and another was given an honorable mention by social media users.
第二则新闻呢，来自 KAH 一家 local 的电台，他们呢推荐了一些 local 的去看这个叶子变色的这个地方，其中呢他们提到了一家杂志叫 Midwest Living， 这个杂志呢列举了19个很好的看这个景色的地方，在这19个地方当中呢，有三家是位于 Iowa， 也就是伊阿华州呢，其中呢两个呢是国家公园，另一个呢是由网友推荐的。
The third piece is from Northwest Arkansas Democratic Gazette. In Mother Nature's glory, autumn is Arkansas offers a colorful palette of leaves to enjoy. Normally, at this time of year, people plan drives to take a look at the changing fall colors. But this year, Arkansans are wondering if there will be any fall color. It has not been our best growing season, with miserably hot and dry July.Followed by an even drier September and early October. Adding an earlier than normal freeze, and our trees have had a tough time. Some parts of the state did get some rain this past week, but will it make enough difference to the trees and the shrubs as they head into their dominant season? What affects fall color in the landscape?
今天第三篇新闻呢，是来自于阿肯萨州的一个当地的报纸。看来呢，并不是所有的地方都在 enjoy 这个非常美丽的秋天的景色。这家报纸就提到呢，由于今年夏天的干旱和突如其来的寒冷呢，使树叶的变色呢并不像以往那样，所以人们都在 wonder 到哪里去看这样的景色。这篇文章里要注意的一个词呢是 dormant， 它的英文解释呢是 having normal physical functions suspended or slowed down for a period of time， 也就是休眠或者是冬眠的意思。
The last piece is from WKBN. Taking a drive, go see these colorful placesStrong winds have yet to knock out the bulk of maroon, orange, and yellow hues adoring trees across the Buckeye State. So if you are fending for fall foliage this weekend, you are in luck. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources released its weekly fall color forecast Thursday. Ideal fall weather conditions seen across the state earlier this fall ushered in peak foliage sooner than usual, according to the department.The leaves in most central and southwest Ohio State Parks are now peaking, although colors are beginning to fade at once.
今天最后一则新闻呢，是来自于一家叫 WKBN 俄亥俄的电台。他们是说呢，俄亥俄州的 Natural Resource Department 呢，正在鼓励大家出去看这个叶子，因为现在呢是一个最好的 season。根据他们的统计呢，目前可能这个变色呢正在达到顶点，所以大家最好呢现在去看，不然呢这个可能 season 就要结束了。在这篇文章里要注意的词呢是 foliage， 它的意思呢就是 plant leaves collectively， 也就是一个叶子的总称。此外呢还有一个单词是 hue， 它的中文解释呢是色调，英文呢就是 a color or shade。
Alright, that's all for today's news story.
你可以在今天的 show notes 里找到这些新闻的摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里完整的文字版。同时呢，正像我前面所说的，我在公众号里呢也提供了一些相关的照片供你做参考。
As many listeners may know, I love the nature, and I always encourage people to go out, because the nature is a lot better than your phone.
好了，在节目的最后呢，我将揭晓今天 trivia question 的答案。So who is the longest-serving British minister?
The prime minister with the longest single term was Robert Walpole, lasting 20 years and 315 days, from April 3rd, 1721, until February 11th, 1742.
That's a really, really long time.
But that's also a long time ago, right? I guess in nowadays, that won't happen anymore. But still, Liz Truss only lasts 44 days. That is still the shortest.
All right, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. 好了，今天节目就到这里了。非常感谢你的收听，我们下一期再见。